What if we told you this song?
I found the street of the house in which she stayed.
Has over 40 million plays on Spotify and was named TikTok's breakout song of the summer. The song is Just For Me, and the singer goes by Pink Pantheress. NPR's Manos Sundaresan has the story.
Even though Pink Pantheress was willing to talk, she won't share her real name. The 20-year-old with a hint of mystery hails from the UK, and is bringing back a style of music that hasn't seen success outside her country in decades. In January, Pink Pantheress logged on to TikTok with a plan.
I was really sure what I wanted to achieve through TikTok, and it was obviously like to get a bigger audience.
So she started posting snippets of her music every day. And then her song Pain went viral. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, now I'm entering my bed. Had a few dreams about you, I can't tell you what we did. Pain is the prototypical Pink Pantheress song. She sings in this really wistful way, and it samples a version of Flowers by Sweet Female Attitude.
I try to choose beats that are simpler so that my singing doesn't get too, like, I guess, clashy with the beat.
Another thing about Pain, it's insanely short, clocking in at a minute 38. Her mixtape, To Hell With It, is 10 songs and only 19 minutes long.
I just get kind of tired of hearing the same melodies too much over and over. And obviously the way that a usual song is structured is you'd have two verses, two choruses, maybe a post, then obviously like a fade out. It feels awkward for me to write any more than I feel like I have to.
Well, the formula has worked for Pink Pantheress. After Pain, song after song, and video after video blew up on TikTok. And she signed a record deal with Parlophone. Fans often describe her music as familiar, and her TikTok videos have this really low-effort quality to them. She'll sometimes film herself just walking really fast to her music.
Typically on TikTok, if you want your music to blow up, like you have to anchor it to a dance trend or a meme, something where many different people are doing the same thing to your song and there's like a clear trend to it.
That's Kat Zhang, assistant editor at Pitchfork. She says that her success on TikTok points to a shift in the platform's culture.
There's a lot more music that becomes popular on the platform, like not for any particular reason, but because there's a lot of like lifestyle content, vlogs, food related things, like outfits and stuff like that, that just need kind of like a chill background, like a nice vibe to it. And so I think her music works well with that.
In her next online hit, Break It Off, Pink Pantheress sampled Circles by Adam F. Pink Pantheress loves sampling UK garage, a genre of dance music that gained popularity in the 90s. It's full of fast breakbeats and ambient melodies, and Pink Pantheress would listen to it on the radio with her mom.
Garage was just all over the UK. Like, people like Jay-Z used to come to the UK and go to garage clubs like Twice as Nice. They were just the sound of the UK.
That's DJ Q, a fixture in the UK dance scene. He grew up in the heyday of garage, and he thinks the scene is having a small comeback.
Once the hype died down, it was like a destroy and rebuild sort of thing. And it's slowly built to where it is now, where you're seeing garage tracks in the charts again in the UK and stuff like that.
Pink Pantheress has received praise for how she's drawn eyes and ears to UK garage. But she also has detractors who think that she's running wild with the source material.
So when I was taking those beats, I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to steal this beat and everyone's going to think I was the one that came up with it. It was more of a like, I'm going to take this beat and I'm going to see if I can write anything to it that differs from the original and see if anyone likes it.
Here's DJ Q.
I think she's sick me. I think it only helps the scene, man, because it's going to shed light onto the scene from people that are not genuinely into garage. They're going to listen to that and think, what's this? And then maybe discover more artists or more tracks. Like,
Pink Pantheress says she even reached out to the artists behind the samples to get their approval. Haters aside, many fans really enjoy her music for that familiarity. She sings about sadness in a way that's kind of cheeky and mundane. Her art feels nostalgic and weirdly comforting. I wasn't meant to be
this boy at 19. There's like a nostalgia for like an imagined kind of past.
Again, Kat Zhang.
A nostalgia for a feeling of like comfort and safety that I think gets invoked through her wistful vocals.
Pink Pantheress thinks a lot about her musical lineage. She says fans should do their homework. Listen to some classic UK garage. Shy FX, Adam F, The Streets. As for her own music,
enjoy it. Just have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously, even though it's a very dramatic cover. I think the songs themselves don't have to be too dramatic. And I think just don't worry about me. A lot of people worry about me and think I'm like super, super sad all the time because all my lyrics are so sad. But no, I'm happy. I'm happy.
She might be living in the past a little, but she's doing just fine. Mano Sundaresan, NPR News. Said I had to clear out my head, but tonight I think I lost the plot instead.